The killing, many of his supporters say, was organised by the Assad regime in Syria because he was investigating its violent attempts to export and its violence and to destabilise Lebanon. Overnight, gunfire was heard in parts of Beirut and in northern Lebanon in the city of Tripoli. Our Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, is in Beirut and reports from there now.
Just after midnight, the centre of Beirut, usually one of the Middle East's liveliest cities, was silent. One traditional Lebanese survival instinct had kicked in. When there's trouble, stay at home. Earlier, after the funeral of the assassinated intelligence chief, General Wissam al-Hassan, demonstrators, mostly Sunni Muslims, tried to storm the office of the Prime Minister, Najib Mikati, to force him out. He's a Sunni too, but he leads a government that has majority controlled by Hezbollah, the Shia Muslim politicians and fighters who are President Assad's main allies in Lebanon. One of the chants at the funeral was Hezbollah is the enemy of God. Sectarianism is a powerful force. It may turn out to be as bad for peace as nationalism was in Europe in the last century. Many anti-Syrian Lebanese believe General Wissam al-Hassan was assassinated on Syria's orders, perhaps by Hezbollah, because he investigated President Assad's violent attempts to destabilize Lebanon. Huda Habib, an MP for Future, the main Sunni political movement, said that the death of General Hassan was part of an attempt by President Assad to take the pressure off his regime by exporting Syria's civil war.
All along, the Syrian regime and even the President Bashar al-Assad were saying, this problem, there is a lot of side effect for the neighboring country. So what he's trying to do, he's trying to send his problem to the neighboring country. In Lebanon, as we know, there's a lot of followers for the Syrian inside Lebanon. If we don't protect our country from the Syrian, we're going to be paying big price, just what happened a couple of days ago.
I'm with a mother and daughter here who are just on the edge of the square. Why have you decided to make the effort to come to the funeral?
Well, we're here to support all the people that died, trying to, like, help out the country. We don't want, like, more of this murder to happen here. It's just really hard.
I want to say we are against weapons in Lebanon.
Yeah, we're against violence.
Violence.
Weapons. We want peace, to live in peace in Lebanon.
Are you worried about the Syrian war coming here?
Yes, we do, because we already have enough problems. We do not need more. We don't mind helping the refugees. We just don't want it to get worse and worse.
Lebanon's biggest problem now is an old one. It's at the mercy of events it can't control. And this is the place where the bomb happened. There's a big portrait now of General Hassan, close to the place where he died, in front of a lot of dried candle wax where there was a shrine. There are Christian statues set up near army positions and still a lot of damage. So they're still cleaning up here close to the assassination site, sweeping up broken glass, putting in new plate glass windows. Who do you think was responsible?
The devil. The devil.
The devil?
Yeah.
Hello, sir. What do you think of the current situation?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Ask God.
Do you think the Syrians did it?
Nobody knows. I told you, ask God.
Maybe it's a safer option right now to ask God or blame the devil rather than accuse Syria, as opposition leaders here in Lebanon have been doing. As for the Prime Minister, Najib Mikati, for months he's been saying that Lebanon should try to keep out of Syria's war. Given the connections between the two countries, that was always going to be an aspiration, not a strategy. Steadily, Lebanon is being pulled in.
Jeremy Bowen in Beirut.